Hey everyone, this is Giuseppe from Two Friends Eat, and I'm here to talk to you about the 2024 Manchester Taco Tour. As one of the moderators of the New Hampshire Eats Facebook group, 100K strong as of last month, myself and two other moderators had a chance to try out a whole bunch of different tacos. Now there were over 90 different tacos places, so we weren't able to try all of them, so we had a fourth rogue reporter out on the streets trying out other booths that we didn't get a chance to.
Hi, my name is Carrie Montoya, and I am the rogue person.
Now, out of the 20 or so taco places that we tried, we're going to give you our top 10 favorites and let you know which one of them got the New Hampshire Eats Taco the Town Award. So if you were at the Manchester Taco Tour this year, let us know what your favorite taco was in the comments down below. Do you agree with our pick? Do you disagree? Which taco did you think had a lot of potential and could have used a few tweaks to really make it shine? We'd like to hear all about it. I hope you enjoy the video.
Thank you all for being here to kick off Taco Tour Manchester 2024. This is the third year our chamber has taken on this endeavor that's been going on since 2011, a beloved event here in Manchester, and it's just been wonderful to see really the social media pick up this year, everything all around throughout New England, throughout the country. Manchester is in headlines in a positive way, and it's just amazing to be a part of that.
So, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Our team is just beyond thrilled to have with us today a really shining star of Manchester, what it can do, putting us on a national stage and always being grateful to his hometown community. So Elias, I'm gonna turn it over to you to say a few words today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. When I was asked to be the Grand Marshal for this was a really big deal to me. My hometown means a lot. I made sure I wrapped up on a movie set in New York City at 3 a.m. last night, and I drove here to make this because this means so much to me. My hometown means so much to me. Thank you.
All right. 2024 Taco Tour, 3, 2, 1.
Taco number 10.
All right, unveiling. We've got the cauliflower taco.
Sorry, mine just fell apart on me.
Mine too, so I'm going to keep it in my wrapping here. I think that'll be a little easier.
Wow. The texture on the cauliflower
is
really crispy. A great spice. Not too hot. A little bit of sweetness too.
The slaw gives a nice texture as well.
I wish it wasn't falling apart, but it's still absolutely delicious.
That's my only thing too, is it's a little bit hard to eat with the corn tortilla.
Look at that.
It doesn't even look like cauliflower either. Is that breaded?
Yeah, it is. It's cool. Got a great crisp to it.
Okay.
Taco number 9.
Do you want to unveil it?
Please.
Guys, don't make me famous.
All right, guys, this looks like your classic Americana style taco, but made on a nice soft tortilla. It's a corn tortilla from what I can tell. All right, fresh salsa if you don't see it, and some lettuce.
Yeah, you started it. If you want to thin,
very, very good. The meat is tender. It's not dry. It's juicy. All the ingredients are fresh. The tomato to the onion, even the lettuce. And I can almost taste like a lemony, a lime kind of flavor. This is a very good taco. Very good American style taco. I'm a fan of this. My stepson, who will only eat Taco Bell, would probably love this. So good. Only way better.
Taco number 8. This is a shark taco made with shark meat. All right, I want to see your first impressions.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right, shark taco. I've never had shark in my life, so I have no idea what to expect right here, but let's see how it goes.
Cool.
It's an interesting texture. Meatier, like a swordfish. It's good.
Cool.
Cheers to shark tacos.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. It has the texture of chicken.
Awesome, that's a good shot.
Great texture. I'm digging that sauce. It's very light, adds a little lightness to it. I like the red onion too.
Okay.
Mm.
Awesome.
Delicious.
Taco number 7. Smile, awesome.
Wait, it's a cheesy chicken taco with cheddar, crunchy corn chips, and chipotle crema.
Right. It's, yeah, yeah. Know, it's not, they don't skimp on the film, which is nice. All right, so what are you having right now?
It's really nice crunch from the chips here. Mm-hmm. And there's a good sauce on it. This is a solid taco.
Okay.
I don't know.
Taco number 6.
The one in the corn tortilla, mine's falling apart, but the flavor is incredible. Really good.
I do like the flavor of the corn tortilla. I just wish it held up a little bit better. But other than that, the flavor is perfect.
Taco number 5.
Now, where's this one from?
Thai Food Connection.
All right, all right. All right, I'm ready.
Not the first one, but the next one.
Wow, that's a strong flavor.
That's good.
Not
one of our, like,
standard. It kind of tastes like a Togarashi mayo, but it's Thai food, so I'm thinking it's not bad.
It's
unique.
Sour.
I can't pinpoint what it is, but I can tell you that it's really good.
Awesome.
Expecting a bit more flavor from the chicken
sauce.
But it's very good.
I don't know what it is.
Probably, what year did you graduate high school?
I'm 25.
Are you going to unsolve the mystery for us, Giuseppe?
2 hours later.
There's a medley.
Okay.
That's that
time. Really taco number 4.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, we got our Dave's Hot Chicken sponsor, Hot Tacos, here. Drizzled with Dave sauce, honey, kale slaw, pickles, and of course, our signature juicy, crispy chicken for y'all. Woo! Just for the VIPs of the taco tour here.
Molto grazie, friends. Dine in. Mangia.
Yeah, but it looks really good.
Yeah, we're about to have it.
Kind of like, you want me to see?
It's pretty much the same.
But with a hot chicken, with a...
Wow.
So, Dave,
Dave's got chicken.
The chicken's delicious.
You know, they got their Dave sauce. So they have a brown slaw.
The slaw has a nice bite to it. I think this is a mild.
Has to be. Yeah. You'd be feeling it if it was otherwise.
All right. See that, bad boy? Woo! That's looking good.
That honey has a really good flavor. That balances everything. I know.
The chicken's super crispy. The Dave sauce. The honey adds a nice to the chicken. And I gotta get a bite with my chicken. There's that crunch that I love.
Look at that.
Taco number 3.
Birria tacos, vamos, hey, ole, vamos.
They're really hot, actually, which is good.
All right, friends.
All right, I can tell you right now, this one is hot, which means it's nice and fresh right off of their grill. nice color on it.
Yep.
I really.
Oh, sorry, guys. Look at that cheese.
Yep.
All right.
You want me
to hold it?
How you doing?
Wow.
Yeah, we got
good flavor. I love the crispness of the taco. Probably the best texture of the taco that I've had today. Oh, I just got a fat piece, which is actually still really good. I need some consomme. Definitely missing something.
I'm gonna finish it. That sounds something.
I like the stringy cheese.
I do too.
What I really like about this one is the char. The char adds a nice, like, you know, slight smokiness to it. The texture, like you said, the tortilla, a corn tortilla, should be most better off grilled. But this is, to me, like the equivalent of a Mexican grilled cheese with meat, right? Taco number two. Hey, guys, what's your place's called?
Industries.
Industries. And what are we eating here?
Taco there. That is a Thai chili peanut shredded chicken taco rendered in duck fat, served with love.
Awesome.
Best ingredient.
Okay.
It's sweet. It's tangy. From a 1 to 10 heat level, it's like a 3, which isn't bad. I can taste the sesame seeds, and the chives adds a nice freshness to it. So overall, well-balanced taco. I'm a huge fan. I like it.
Got a little sweet, little heat, which is a perfect combo that I love.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. What's up, guys?
See them. All right, there we go.
The crunch from the peanuts inside are absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. Taking the heat from the, I don't know what chilies those are, but they're very good. I would absolutely get this again.
Taco number one.
What kind of taco we got?
He's talking about the sausage biscuits and gravy.
Awesome. Southern spin on a Southwestern class.
That's 15?
Oh, yeah. All right. So, thoughts?
Wow. Never thought I would ever taste a Thanksgiving taco in my life.
Sorry, I'm going to try to.
It's actually really, really good.
Let's see what we got.
Okay.
That looks yummy. All right.
That's good. A great balance with the sausage flavor, and that gravy is banging.
So see how it tastes.
All right. This does have a more reminiscent flavor of a, like, sausage stuffing you would have at Thanksgiving. The gravy is sweeter than I was expecting. Not a bad thing. Actually gives it a little bit more of a depth of flavor than most other ones tend to be a little bit more one note, which is just vinegary, spicy, or savory. But this one has a little bit of both. I like it. Thumbs up. Good job, guys.
And that's our top 10, everyone. So thanks for sticking around to see who got the number one spot of the New Hampshire Eats Facebook group Taco the Town Award. The Stash Box did an amazing job thinking outside the box and making this great Southern sausage biscuits and gravy taco. It hit every flavor profile. It was a little bit savory, it was a little bit spicy, had some sweetness to it, freshness from the greens. It blew us all away. All three of us agreed that this was the taco to beat. And at the end of the day, no one beat it. So we want to say thank you so much for making this amazing taco. And I want to also shout out to all of the great influencers that we got to hang out with that day. Kylie Cooley from Kai's Cravings on Instagram. China Potts from Auntie Eats First. And I don't need to explain who Joseph Calcavecchia is. You all know him as the Roaming Foodie. We all had a pleasure sharing this experience with all of them. I also want to make sure that we thank Phil, the lead admin at New Hampshire Eats, for having us represent the New Hampshire Eats Facebook group. And we want to say thanks to the Greater Manchester Chamber, who organizes the taco tour in Manchester, for the opportunity of letting us be a part of this great event. If you want to be part of the New Hampshire foodie community, be sure to join the New Hampshire Eats food group on Facebook. Like the video? Go find me, subscribe to me on every single social media account as Two Friends Eat everywhere. And remember, if you're ever someplace new and want to try something different, don't be afraid to be bold and manja on. Thanks.